and we welcome you to WADK's Open Forum. It is our 68-year tradition of getting it said here in the midday. Let's recap last night's Newport City Council meeting, and joining me on the line is Vice Chair of the Newport City Council, Lynn Segley. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Always good to have you with us and to give us your perspective. How is your summer going?
Well, it's been busy, particularly with council stuff. You know, we've been working on these charter. The Charter Review Commission reviewed our charter, so, you know, we voted on that last night. We've been having quite a few meetings having to do with regionalization. So there are a lot of topics, you know, that are going to be on the ballot, and a lot of them need to be fleshed out.
Let's talk about the ones that were making the headlines, and those, of course, were the motions that were brought about by the Charter Review Commission. And I think the one at the head of the list has to be, will Newport have an elected mayor and kind of make this city manager business model a bit of a hybrid? How did that go?
Well, it already is a hybrid. We have a council city manager form of government. Basically, what the charter review recommended was for the mayor to be the top vote getter to be mayor.
Top vote getter from the electorate, as opposed to the top vote getter within the council.
That's right. So that the electorate would vote. You know, the top vote getter would become mayor,
yes.
And that would have been elected by the residents. So that motion didn't even get a second, so it died right on the floor.
Interesting.
Well, you know, when you've been on the council, and you know, you kind of understand that you want to select the person who you think will be the person that is most capable to work with, someone who, you know, we want to have represent us. And sometimes, you know, that might not be the top vote getter. And I realize that it's a contentious time sometimes on the council, because maybe two people would want to have that position. And it seems as though it can be divisive, but really we do get over it. And I think sometimes more is made of it than really needs to be made of it.
It goes to show what the perception is, because if you either had attended council meetings, or more likely you watched them over the months and years on Zoom as they've become available, you would get the impression that this is the issue that's on everyone's lips of every voter in the city of Newport, that we have to go to a powerful mayor, chief executive form of government, and that the people demand it and all that. And that's not
right,
the case.
But even the motion, Bruce, was not even for that.
Yeah.
It was never to change the form of government. Our form of government would still be council, city manager form of government. This was just for the top vote getter to get the title as mayor.
Lynn Segley? What was driving that to bring that about?
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about our form of government, which is unfortunate, and it's something that we did say that needs a lot more communication. The mayor of the city does not run the city of Newport.
Right.
I mean, it's a historical title in a sense, and is really more closely aligned with a council president. So nobody thinks a council president runs the city, right? Or a town. So our mayor is much more of a council president, and the city manager runs the city day to day. And we set the policy for the city manager to run the city, but the mayor does not run the city. The mayor runs the meetings, the council meetings, heads the workshops, and does the ceremonial duties for the city, but really, the mayor's vote is no greater than any other council members. So it's a bit of a there's a lot of miscommunication, and you know, that's probably our fault in not communicating well enough. And I think that's something that, you know, we really do need to clear up with the public. But once you're on the council, you really understand that you have to have the person you think that you can work with the best, and you know, that's how it's been done, and I think that's how it's successful.
That's a great summation. It really is. Talking with Council Vice Chair Lynn Segley about last night's Newport City Council meeting, a handful of Charter Review Commission issues, motions, suggestions, and so forth were brought before the council. And what were some of the others? Term limits was another one.
Term limits was another. That one did get a second, but it did not pass. I know that this is a controversial one, but you know, when you think about us only having 2-year terms, and then you know, they wanted us to go through 4 terms, no more than 4 terms consecutively, mm-hmm. and 8 years is the blink of an eye in municipal politics. Let me tell you, I mean, it took me 6 years to get the crosswalks working with DOT on Memorial Boulevard. And, you know, so things really work at a snail's pace. So when you and you know, you're really kind of getting your stride in your second to third term. So then to say you only have 4 terms, now you could come back, possibly skip one and then come back in. But, you know, to me, it's rather undemocratic. I think that we should be, you know, elections are term limits. Yes. And I mean, I don't even agree that we should have term limits. I'm the president of the United States.
So I'm with you.
I just can't support that. I think that, you know, it's really up to the voters to decide. I know that
it really is. Well, I mean, this idea of stop me before I vote again is absurd because it overrides a democratic principle, small d.
I think it does. And so, you know, I understand that there's, you know, you have to overcome sometimes people's name recognition, you know, people who have been on the council a lot. I understand that there. But, you know, and it's hard, especially running at large is very difficult. You have to work the entire city. You have to walk practically every neighborhood in the city, every street, you know. And I know,
it's
difficult, but that's what you do, and to get your name out there. And if you really want it, that's what you do.
No,
so,
you're so right. You're so right. I would also point out that term limits and all of this other stuff and these artificial means of trying to manage this government and try whatever the government is. I would point out right here in our backyard in Newport, there are 3 city council seats that are going to go uncontested.
Yes.
And I don't care if you love these people and they're all terrific people, yourself one of them, but mm-hmm. you know what? You should have a challenger, and you should have to, you know, kind of apply for the job again, because that's the way that this thing works.
Well, you know, running as I was the second ward counselor, and now I'm at large, you know, it's not easy to run one-on-one against someone. It's really much more difficult. It's less collegial in a sense. I mean, we don't attack each other. I mean, the culture here is never to attack the person.
Of course.
You know?
You're right, and you raise a good point. But I'm sorry. I really, really feel so strongly that an uncontested seat is wrong in a democracy.
I agree, and I wish that more people would consider running in the wards. I think that it would be the best thing for the city. But again, you know, people, even though it's an easier election in a sense because you have less area to cover, you know, people just don't want to do that one-on-one. And so the at-large is like, well, you can throw your name in, and it, you know, it's not as difficult psychologically, I guess is how I'm trying to say it. You know, so, but yes, I mean, we, actually going to the wards, you know, one of the motions was to eliminate the wards. And, that was one of the recommendations, by the, charter review, and that did not receive a second either. So that died as well.
I'm for that, 'cause I'm all about local control as well. Not that anybody cares what I think, but, you know, whether you're talking school regionalization, talking wards of city council, local control must not be relinquished at any cost.
Well, you know, I mean, there is a perception that somehow, you know, the ward counselors get have more day-to-day workings with their constituents. And, you know, perhaps that's true, but I get just as many phone calls from people as I did when I was a second ward counselor, you know, and so I'm on the fence about it, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. but I have no problems with keeping the wards. I mean, I think that, and I don't think there's any appetite in the public to change that at this point.
Yeah. So we're speaking with Vice Chair Lynn Segley on last night's Newport City Council meeting. We're talking about what was getting the headlines, and that's the recommendations from the Charter Review Commission. And it sounds like, five of them just didn't really go anywhere, did they?
There were 37 recommendations from the Charter Review Commission.
Yes.
And the city solicitor whittled down the 13 of them for us and suggested that those 13 were the ones that we should vote on individually as to whether or not to put them on the ballot. And so we did. We went through all 13 and did an up or down vote on each one. And five of them will actually be on the ballot. And, I mean, they're not very exciting. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, they're, you know, basically they are to bring our charter up to some of it was just out of sync with some state law. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the crux of it, you know, so we changed some of that. But and then, you know, of course, we'll ask the voters to vote on that. Now, having said all of this, you know, the Charter Review Commission really did a very good job. And I was on the Charter Review in 2008. Mm-hmm. So, and I can certainly understand where this is coming from. A lot of the language in the charter is somewhat outdated. It really needs to be modernized. But, you know, how do you do that and put it on a ballot for people to really understand how to vote on these things, you know? So it's something that I think we need to take a deeper look at and possibly, you know, get some outside opinion about how we can do this and bring our charter up to some modern standards. So we'll see. I mean, it's something that we really need to work on. It's difficult because, you know, you try to hit the major ones or the ones that really need to be changed because of state versus local law and all. But, you know, so some of that language goes by the wayside because it's difficult for a voter to understand what it is that we're trying to do. I wouldn't understand it, to be honest with you, if I, you know, were just going into a voting booth and changing, like, wordsmithing, you know. So
yeah,
we got to figure all that out. But we couldn't put 37 changes on a ballot.
Right.
And so we had to find the ones that really, you know, needed to be changed.
And the other issue that was in the headlines was the Friends of the Waterfront. Mm-hmm. And where did that go?
Well, that was just to receive their letter and send it over to administration for review. We did also receive a letter from the Peregrine Group's attorneys, and that letter was also received and sent to administration. So, you know, that will come back to us at another time.
Gotcha.
So there was really, you know, nothing more on that one. So.
Well, it was a pretty busy council meeting last night. Sounds like you got a lot done in the space of time that you had to work with, and always happy to have you give us a recap. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce. I appreciate it. And enjoy Innovate Newport. It's fantastic over there.
It is the best. So, next time we have you on, you'll have to come over here and be with us.
I would love that. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Lynn. Vice Chair, Newport City Council, Lynn Segley, giving us the recap. Here in the open forum from 101.1 FM and 1540 AM.